Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The wet and rainy conditions last weekend did not dampen the mood of the young anglers at the annual fishing derby at Rykens Pond. Jeff Turney, a director with the Castleton Sports Club, says several fish were caught by children, with the top fish each day winning a new mountain bike.
The weekend was okay. Sunday wasn't exactly the day that we would hope for, but interestingly enough, Saturday, there was a lot more anglers, fishermen, and they were pulling some decent-sized fish on Saturday, even though we started off the day with, you know, looks kind of doom and gloom to, I think that's rain to, now it's hailing to, this is now snowing to, back to, yeah, it's kind of a doom and gloom day. Well, usually, between the canteen more or less is the one that'll make a little bit of money, and we may make $1,500 or so dollars out of it. It's one of those fundraisers that we really don't expect a lot from it. It's more or less a thing for the kids in the community outside of regular sports.
Right on. And obviously, yeah. It's close to opening trip weekend, so that makes it a little more special.
Yeah, we plan that derby around the trip weekend, so we do it the weekend after. So, you know, the fathers or the adults, they can do their opening season night with their buddies and then the next weekend come out with the kids. We stock that pond every year. We'll put in, you know, 300 fish to get it prepared for either that, you know, that particular derby or to have into it for the next years or the year after's derbies.
Right on. And biggest fish on Saturday.
Biggest fish on Saturday, I believe, was 3 pounds, 1 ounce.
Wow, that's a fair-sized trout, actually.
Yeah, and Sunday it wasn't big at all. I think it was only a 2.
Oh, 2 pounds. Yeah, when we were there for 2.5 hours early, we saw three bites and one fish.
Yeah.
I asked a kid there. He said he caught three the other day on Saturday, but he said it just wasn't. It wasn't working today, and I said, "Yeah, okay, but that's, you know, that's the way it goes." Talk about this partnership you have with Rykens Pond, because this derby's been going on since well before. I mean, I attended it as a child, so it's been going on.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you've got a good connection then. Okay.
Yeah.
So the derby originally started back in like 1988, 1989, with a few fellows. And they were going to have it in a different location. Well, they had it in a different location on the very first time, and then they relocated it to Rykens Pond. And then as it moved forward, you know, year two, year three, it was then became part of the Warkworth Service Club. And the membership within the service club, you know, they're gotten up there in age, and it became a lot for them. So Mr. Reichen, he was a member of the service club. He reached out to me and said, "I'd like to, you know, can you come up and see me?" And I've known Mr. Reichen for a long time. And I went up and saw him, and we talked about what was going on and what he wanted to see in his vision. And then we decided to take it on, and we took everything on, so the barbecue, the derby, anything around it, because before they would have a different group would do the barbecue, and a different group would do the fishing part of it, and then a different group would, you know, do a raffle table and things like that. So we've had it for, I think, since 2022, 2021, when we took it on as the Castle Sports Club.
Oh, right on. No, I've got fond memories with my dad, and now I'm building them with my son. So it's and I saw a lot of little anglers out there with their mom and dad, so I thought that was a pretty cool, touching tribute to the whole derby and why it's being held. Is anything else to add there, John?
Well, what we did when we first took it on was I asked Mr. Reich, and I said, "Look," and I said, "You know, how do you do this?" And he says, "Well, the top fish over the weekend, they'll go and have dinner with the members of the service club." And I said, "Okay, so just one place, one kid, one prize?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "And they have dinner with the service club?" "Yeah." "Okay, so can I change it up a little bit?" And he said, "Absolutely." So then what we did was we laid out first place for each of the 2 days for the day, And then we had second place, and then we anteed up on all the prizes. So now we're giving away, you know, mountain bikes for first place and all this fishing gear for second place. And we're trying to do as much for the kids as we physically can to make them want to, you know, have those memorable moments and want to keep coming back. So that's kind of our side of it to what we do, you know, in the community. We're all about kids with the sports club.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.